Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with another story from our 10K finalists. This week, we are featuring transformation coach Jackie Tara. Starting off, we will listen to her amazing speech from the HCI Live stage, and then we will join her for an exclusive interview to learn how she discovered her magic through the transformational coaching method.
So there I was, in my car, in the grocery store parking lot, proving that miracles can happen anywhere. But before I jump into miracles, I just wanted to give you a little bit of my HCI history. So I started BHC in July of 2016 because I wanted to offer my Pilates and yoga clients a little bit more. I got that, and I got so much more. Little did I know that I would be embarking on the work that would make such a dramatic transformation in my life. It was a transformation that would allow me to step into and own my magic. And by magic, I mean that place where you're in total alignment, where life is absolutely happening for you. And even in the challenges, you know that you've got it. So back into the car that day. Co-creating miracles with my success coach, Whitney Harris, during my first mastery TCM call. She asked me, what will having a successful coaching practice do for you? And immediately, magic. And I told her that it would let me know that I was standing in my magic, sustaining it, sharing it, and coaching others how to do the same. She said, awesome. So have you ever felt that kind of magic before? And I smiled and I said, oh yeah, absolutely. So after a life flight to a hospital that was 3 hours away from our home, I gave birth to my daughter during an emergency delivery. Not only that, but she was also 6 weeks early. So it was really intense and really scary, but I knew that I was absolutely called to create magic. So during our month stay at the NICU, I was the most poised, courageous, fierce version of myself, and I knew that I was absolutely there to advocate like a warrior for her thriving. There were a lot of intense discussions and important decisions that had to be made during that time. And I would hear what the doctors would have to say, and then I would listen to my gut. And if those things were not the same, I always listened to my gut. And make no mistake that when we left there, she was small, but she was mighty. So Whitney said, awesome. So your daughter is your anchor for your magic. And my world was turned upside down because it never had appeared to me that way before. So once we got home from the hospital, my husband and I went into new parent survival mode with our little preemie girl. She started a 12-week bout of colic on her actual due date, longest 12 weeks of my life. In fact, my husband and I were ready to drive our new family off of a cliff a few times. And we laugh about it now, but we were pretty serious then. Also, there was a really bad outbreak of RSV, a respiratory disease that was going around. So we were on isolation. And then as she grew, she turned into the most amazingly spirited child that you would ever see. And we had the terrible twos, threes, and fours. And again, there was a lot of intensity in that. So what I ended up doing is making all of those challenges support every limiting belief that I had ever had about myself. So I didn't get to have the amazing natural birth that I wanted because people like me didn't deserve to have things like that. I didn't get to connect with the mommies in the new mommy group, but that made perfect sense because I never belonged anywhere. And then the fact that I was raising and I had spawned the Tasmanian devil was absolute proof that I was damaged deep to my core. And so what I realized in a car that day was that I had been using my beautiful girl to anchor all of my disappointments, resentments, and shortcomings. And I did that for 6 years. And in one magical TCM moment, your daughter is your anchor for your magic. Everything changed for us. Now when I look at her, I see her magic. I feel my magic deep to my core, and I am present to all of our collective magic. And when I'm challenged by her, I am reminded that it is time to step back into that magic. So that conversation happened in January. I ended up generating over $20,000 in January alone, $16,000 which came from one client. And I just want to say, I am no different than anyone in this room. And when we step into our value, when we are able to when we're able to own our desires and act on them, and when we lean into this tribe, when we're feeling scared or afraid, we are capable of anything. So don't hesitate. Take empowered action as soon as you can. In fact, after this session, get on a live video on Facebook. Share your magic, share your message, because the world desperately needs all of you, all of us. This is bigger than us, and we have the power to create magic and miracles. Thank you.
So freaking inspiring. Guys, join us now to hear a little bit more about this phenomenal woman.
So why did you decide to become a coach in the first place?
Do you want the true story?
Yes. Give me the truth.
So I have a good friend, and we hadn't seen each other for a while, and we met up for a little like weekend vacation. And as we were leaving, she said, "Oh, will you please just help me lose 20 pounds? Because I teach yoga and Pilates on the side, or it's now about half and half." But I said, "Sure, let's try it." And I had no idea about coaching. And she was telling me, she's like, there's this coaching thing, and it can be really lucrative, and you would be perfect for it, and you can practice on me, and we'll see what happens. And I got very clear that I had no idea what it was or how to do it. And like, yeah, I can give people a plan and tell them, you know, don't eat that, do more exercise, kind of all the basics. But as far as learning how to get on somebody else's map, that like changed everything for me. Mm.
And so why was it important for you to join the 10K challenge this time?
This is the second one that I've done. And the first one was sort of excruciating, all self-induced. But I pushed super hard on that first one. And I sacrificed a ton of free time and self-care and really ended up miserable and sort of defeated. And so going into the second one, I was like, okay, I'm going to totally do this differently, and I'm going to have it be fun and easy, and it's going to be all about surrender this time. And that actually was a huge stretch for me, to have things be fun and easy and to surrender, because that's not usually the way I go about stuff. So it was just all like, let's see what happens if I do something totally different. If what's you're doing isn't working, try anything else. So that's kind of where I was at.
And so what was the difference between what mistakes did you make that first time? Like what were you going through that you changed this time around?
Well, one of the things, this was such a great lesson to learn too. I had all of these sort of guidelines and stipulations of what I should be doing and what needed to get done. And I was going to pre-do all of these videos for Facebook and pre-schedule them. And I was going to write, like, my family would go camping for the weekend and I would say, no, I'm going to stay home and work. And I would write like 5 blogs for the 2 days that they were each day. So I'd get 10 blogs out of the weekend and do these videos. And they were so canned and not authentic. And I was missing out on family time. And, you know, the whole reason I wanted to become an entrepreneur and start doing this new thing was because I wanted to create freedom. And I was doing the exact opposite. And someone said that to me later on in a coaching session with one of my fellow students. And she was like, yeah, so this whole idea of working so hard and being at the computer all the time and like not going camping, that's the exact opposite of what was important to you about coming into coaching. So yeah, I was like, okay, this is not freedom. So what would freedom look like? And that's what I got to create the second time around.
And what did freedom look like? What were you doing that worked?
This was also a really great lesson. I was super fortunate the way that it happened. And I had been coaching with my personal coach, and our program was coming to an end, and it happened to be coming to an end right around the end of the year. And you know, she was talking about renewing, and I was I had a lot of excuses of why I wasn't going to do it. One of them was I needed to process. Another one was I had created a really great support system, which was absolutely true. But really the deep down truth was my mindset was I couldn't afford it. And we had our last coaching session, and she was going to do a completion session. But then she said, is there anything else you want to coach on? And I said, I would love to coach on the money stuff that we've been talking about, and had a huge breakthrough. And then all of a sudden realized that I needed to come up with some money for this coaching that I was purchasing. And it was a big investment for me. And I was kind of, I had a moment of huge shame. I had to have another conversation with my husband about how we were going to invest more in my business and more in what I was up to. But then I took a step back and I said, how can I make this be fun and easy? And so I started just kind of getting creative and doing some brainstorming. And I have a client that I've been working with for almost a year, and he's been a huge supporter. And I just thought to myself, I wonder if he would purchase 120 coaching sessions from me. And so it was about a 2.5 year program that he bought. And I asked him, I just told him, I said, something so amazing has come up for me, something that I know is going to move me forward. I have a huge ask of you. And he didn't even think twice. He said, absolutely, whatever it is. And I said, do you want to hear the amount? And he said, oh yeah, I guess I should hear that. So I told him what that was. And still, it was just like, no problem. And then I said, but wait a minute, I want you to really think about this. This is going to be 2.5 years of us together doing this. I want to make sure that this is going to be valuable to you. And he was so great. He said, as long as you keep doing the work that you're doing, I know it's going to be valuable. And so it's like that whole idea of just staying just a step ahead of your client and just staying really diligent and committed to the work of personal growth. And so it happened.
And here you are.
And here I am.
On the stage, rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
So your whole family was here for this. And the one that I'd love to talk about in particular is your little girl. And why was it important for you to have her here to see you up on stage?
For so many reasons. You know, she was absolutely the inspiration for the story that I told today. And we had that breakthrough as a family. I mean, it really was a family breakthrough, and not that long ago. But as soon as I had that realization, and I walk her to school every day. So we were walking to school one day, and I just looked at her. I said, "You know, you're my magic." And she was so cute. Like, it was like speaking her language. Like, they get it. Like, magic and unicorns and rainbows and all that stuff. And she just leaned her head into me, and she's like, "Oh, Mama, I love you so much." And we had never been connected like that. And so to have her come and see me tell the story about her, I thought that was going to be really magical. And then also to have her see me be empowered, because I feel like there's definitely been periods throughout her life where that is not what has been modeled. And I want her to be an empowered, awesome woman, you know, and if I can model that to her, then that's going to help her out even more. So.
And how old is your daughter?
She's 7. Yeah.
Very impressionable age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool for her to be able to go back to school and tell all her friends, like, my mom's a superstar on stage.
Yeah. Yeah. I asked her what the most fun thing that she did was today, and she went to Legoland, she went to the aquarium, she got a new pair of sandals with a little stacked heel, and she looked at me and she pointed at me and said, "That was the most fun." I was like, "Oh my gosh, wow."
They always say the right thing.
Yeah.
They just know it. They know what you need in that moment.
Well, sometimes.
And it has to feel good to be able to top Legoland. Come on.
Oh, for sure.
That's pretty awesome. Well, let's talk about the clients that you work with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you think about all the work that you've done and the improvement in you know, change that you've made in other people's lives, in just a couple words, how does that make you feel?
Oh my gosh, it's like the most rewarding experience I think I've ever had. And like, I get giddy and excited. Like, people are having breakthroughs and we're having a session, and I do quite a few of my sessions in person, and I am like, I'm like, yay, like cheerleading and clapping. I'm like, this is so awesome. And it's just, it's so, I just want to offer people the transformation that I've had. Like, if I can compress the time, like, my timeline was like my whole life up until, I don't know, 6 months ago probably. And to help somebody get through that amount of time in 3 months or 6 months or whatever it ends up being is like, there's nothing better than that.
Mm-hmm. So when you're thinking about, you know, that couple moments right before you went on stage, you know, what was going through that mind?
You know, right before I went on stage, I was actually feeling pretty good. But yesterday I was kind of losing my mind. And I went into like a total self-sabotage old pattern that felt very familiar. And I was like, what am I doing? Am I just gonna chop myself off at the knees here? What is going on? But it was so cool because of TCM and the work. Like, I did get myself outside and I was on a walk, and I recognized, I was like, this is self-sabotage. Okay, what are the tools? And I just like went through session 5. And like kind of self-coached, and it worked. And then the other thing that I did is right before I came over to the conference room, I put my headphones on. My daughter and my husband were watching cartoons out in the living room of our hotel room, and I just had a dance party all on my own and got some energy going, and that I think that really helped.
I love it. You got a boogie.
Totally. Yeah.
And so after you were on stage, you were the last one to go, so you had to watch everybody else go first.
Yeah.
And then you're finally done. How did that feel?
Oh my gosh, it was exhilarating. I felt so proud and so connected to the tribe, and I felt so complete. I mean, I set out to do something and I did it, and I did it from a really empowered place. And just even standing on the stage and telling my story, my voice was just flowing out of me, and I would think I was kind of worried about that. It usually gets a little shaky, but I felt so held. I mean, the space that is held for us in this tribe is like nothing I've ever experienced before.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any tips for coaches? Or for a coach who might have been in your position just a few months ago and didn't make it through didn't hit 10K their first time in the challenge? What would you say to that person?
Keep doubling down on your commitment and keep leaning into the tribe. Reach out to your fellow coaches, reach out to your success coaches, hire a coach. Just coach. And then also, when you get afraid, and I feel like I get scared about something surrounding growing my business, like almost on a daily basis, but I have built such a strong muscle in just doing whatever the thing is anyway, and just kind of sucking it up and saying, oh my gosh. Another coach once said, be unreasonable, and just be unreasonable about your dreams, about your asks, just everything, you know. Be unreasonable, make it happen, whatever it takes.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.